Lisa, you're walking into a hornet's nest.
Lisa
Roberson,
yes,
with the Chronicle Telegram, joins us on our local beat with Lisa, which we do weekly here, thanks to our good friends over at Vandermark Jewelers. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm listening to the two of you kind of debate snow and cheese.
You put cheese on a burger?
Absolutely.
See? That's what I'm saying. Who doesn't put cheese on a burger in this day and age?
You can put a lot of condiments on there to cover up the fact that there is no cheese.
Sure.
And some people don't like cheese on their burgers, so,
they're communists.
They're just un-American.
Exactly.
There you go. Maybe they're mozzarella or they're Swiss or something, but they're not American. But regardless, lots of things to discuss this week, Lisa. Always a pleasure to have you here in studio. And well, I know we talked about this for at least a few minutes last week, but it wasn't 100% official, although it seemed like it was a foregone conclusion at the time. Chief Whiteley finally gets his raise. What are the details on the raise he's getting? And it seems like that was a pretty easy decision, no?
It was an easy decision. I mean, we did have one council member, Marcus Madison, who voted against it. He praised the chief. He said he thought the chief was a wonderful police chief. He thinks Dwayne Whiteley is doing a great job, and he's leading the department in the right direction. He just questioned to the fact that the city gave out a raise to just one employee. He wanted to see more of a process of evaluating how department heads should receive raises instead of just singling out this one department and give him a raise.
Well, isn't a part of that because Dwayne Whiteley's said, hey, look, I'm looking. I mean, I need some help here. I've got money, bills to pay. I mean, isn't that a part of why they wanted to move it on?
That's true. He was looking for a new job. But I guess, Councilman Madison said, what happens when the next employee comes in with a job offer or says, I'm looking for a new job? Does that person automatically get a pay raise too so that we can keep him around, a city engineer who just retires, we need a new one, and then you have other people, fire chiefs and other department heads, wastewater department. There's a lot of talent in the city of Elyria, and the question is going to be, who deserves what?
Sure.
Yeah, I think there's a domino effect there somewhere along the ways, although at the same time, if you want to keep the good people that you've got, you have to pay them. I think there's certainly something to be said for what Marcus was mentioning. There's no question about that. But, last week, I know we had talked about it. It seemed like it was going to happen. It was just kind of a formality at that point. Speaking of, I saw last week you had put something out there about this. There's a new discount clothing store. It's actually here as a pop-up store now, correct? And
yes.
Now it looks like this place is looking to make Elyria its permanent home.
Well, today as we talk about this store, the Discount Fashion Warehouse, no one can go there and shop because they're closed right now, but they plan to reopen in February, and then they're going to have a permanent location, which will be great because, they'll have, dressing rooms and more of a permanent staff. If you went to the old Office Max near Midway Mall, it was, they kind of just used the space, set up some clothing racks, and sold clothes out of there for a few days, and then they would leave. When they want to come in February, they want to set up a permanent store.
So we're going full-fledged dressing rooms, all that good stuff. So it's a permanent spot. Now, what was it about the city that they really liked? Like, what kinds of detail did they go into saying how much they liked the city and why this was a really good spot for them?
Discount Fashion Warehouse is based in Columbus, and so there's a few locations around the Columbus area, and so they wanted to break into the Northeast Ohio market. They had some pop-up locations in Westlake and further east, and so they were looking to see if they can find a permanent location. So they said, well, let's try this location in Elyria and see if we can build some brand awareness and some, customer appreciation for our business and see if we want to stay around. So that's what they did.
What is the style of the store? Obviously fashion wear, but is it secondhand? Is it outlet type stuff?
More like outlet type stuff. As you see this nice black sweater
very
I'm wearing.
Very nice, yes.
I purchased over the weekend.
Nice.
It's actually an Express sweater that I purchased for like $3. That was great.
Cool, yeah. No kidding.
$3.
It's a great deal.
Holy cow.
I'm going to have to stop by there sometime too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So this is, to try and put this into perspective, for those who maybe have never been to a store like this, is this kind of like a TJ Maxx or Marshall's type place? Is it comparable to one of those stores? Or
Maybe TJ Maxx, Marshall's, maybe along the lines of maybe even a Value City kind of a deal where, it's you can find some name brand stuff, but it's, you're talking two and three seasons ago. But when you're talking a simple black sweater, does it matter if it's a four seasons ago simple black sweater?
I had no problem with that. Yeah.
So,
like
I don't know when Express decided to put this sweater out I'm wearing, but, today I bought it for, $3.
Good deal.
Doesn't go out of style, right?
No.
Some things just never go out of style, like a good pair of jeans. Like, those are going to be cool 5 years from now. They just never go out of style. So it makes perfect sense. Again, Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle Telegram is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our local beat with Lisa, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. You put something out last week about an audit revealing some of Lorraine's woes. And it seems like Lorraine's not necessarily alone in this audit.
No. The state auditor's office, they put out a financial health report for all of the cities and municipalities in the state. And it looks at the comprehensive audit that each agency has to do. So, you know, they looked at Lorraine for 2016 because you do your comprehensive audit at the end of each year. So they'll look at the 2017 audit and 2018. So 2016 just showed a lot of red flags, as, you know, to show that the city needs to watch itself before it becomes fiscally watched, you know, emergency, things like that. And so it kind of just painted the picture of what was going on in the city in 2016, which the mayor said, you know, yes, we had a hard year. We were laying off firefighters and steel mills were closing. And so, but we rebounded. And so he says a lot of the things they've done in 2017 will be reflected in next year's report.
Very good stuff. Well, we actually had Mayor Rittenour on the very, very first show, which was, what, 10 months ago?
It's been a while. February 2016, what, the 28th? Something like that. Somewhere in there.
Well, we're long overdue for Mayor Rittenour to be back in the show again.
You should bring him in. He's a great guy.
He is.
He's great, except he's a Cubs fan. That's the only knock against Mayor Rittenour is that he's a Cubs fan. But
didn't he say rooted for the Indians during the World Series?
I think he's a diehard Cubs fan.
Is he?
He is.
All right.
He is, yeah. But
well, he got his.
That's the only blemish. Other than that, he's perfectly fine. But that was nice of him to join us in the first show. We'll have Monica to talk about this for sure. I wanted to end with this. I thought this was kind of cool. You mentioned your son actually did something with this. The Elyria Hall of Fame digital exhibit talking about the academic Hall of Fame, which doesn't always get noticed. Every time you think of Hall of Fame, you think of, you know, athletics. But this one here in Elyria is one that's solely focused on academics. What is it about this digital exhibit that's so cool for the kids?
And actually, the platform that they're using at the high school is a Sports Hall of Fame platform. And they went back to the designer and told them, can you expand it and change it in a way that we can use it for academics? Because we want to highlight all of the great things our students are doing in clubs and organizations. And so eventually it's going to have every alumni and every student in there. And if you were a part of a National Honor Society, Marching Band, Student Council, you're going to be able to find yourself in there.
Very cool stuff. Well, you mentioned your son was actually hard after messing around with that thing today. What was he looking for?
Well, my son visits the high school maybe once or twice a year. He and Mr. Brown, who's the principal there, they have a good friendship because Mr. Brown used to be the principal of our Windsor Elementary. And so he was just in there. He wanted to update his sister's profile. She graduated from Elyria High last year. And, you know, he just put a few of her clubs and her organizations in there.
That's cool. Pretty cool stuff. Now, where exactly is this on display?
It's on display in the dining hall, and they will eventually have one at the Performing Arts Center, but you can also go online. There's an online link, and they're still building this. It's very fresh with their rollout, and so they say they hope to have an alumni form, so you can kind of update your, you know, profile as it goes along.
Yeah, that's great. I think we were talking to somebody else, too, one of the other schools around here that did something like that, and I don't know. I like the sports aspect of things, but sometimes it's nice to see the other alumni who've gone on and had success at things other than sports and have moved on and done big things representing Elyria High.
And with digital, everything's so digital now that you can just, you know, upload pictures and upload, you know, resumes and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it stays into this format that can just grow exponentially.
That's a great point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a lot of fun, too, because it's a cool platform that the kids are used to and the kids find interesting, even if it's one of those platforms previously where you had to dig through a yearbook to find mm-hmm. some of these old facts. Now, you're just kind of, it's just, you swipe right through it like you're looking at an iPad, right?
Yes, you can. I swiped through a few photos. There was one photo from a young lady who, I wish I could remember her name because I would love to know why she decided to take a photo with a stuffed Wolverine. She was a Elyria West grad.
All right.
A stuffed Wolverine.
Like a taxidermied Wolverine?
Because, you know, Elyria West, they were the Wolverine.
Yeah, that's right.
So she wanted to pay homage to that, and she took a picture with the Wolverine.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wow. All right. Now, I would love to see that picture. That sounds pretty interesting. Well, normally we ask you when we wrap up what's coming up next week, but I know it's getting to that slow time of the year because, of course, you know, Christmas next week, New Year's the following week. But instead of going down that road, what does the Roberson household do for Christmas? What are some traditions you guys have?
Well, this year is going to be really interesting and almost a little sad because my mother, who is the big holiday person, was catching a flight to Las Vegas tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Wow.
My children are very concerned that we will not have Christmas dinner. And every day they keep saying, what are we eating? I'm like, I don't really know.
Any pizza places open on Christmas, right?
I hear Wasabi's is going to be open on Christmas. You know, there'll be a few presents. My mother is promising us a Christmas dinner when she returns at the end of the month. So, you know, it's going to be kind of low key. My daughter is going to go hang out with her father and feed the homeless. And I don't really, it's going to be a very interesting holiday because none of those traditions that we normally have with my mother making a meal and exchanging gifts are going to happen until probably the end of December.
Yeah, it's funny as you get older. I was trying to think when I was off to college. I came back one time. My dad rode with the sheriff. He was a volunteer police officer, rode one night on Christmas Eve, and I just kind of hung out by myself, and we opened presents at some point the next day.
So the Robertsons are in search of a meal. So if anyone's out there, you know, we love a good ham dinner for Christmas.
There you go.
See,
deliveries? Is that what you're saying?
I'm trying to set something up.
Right. Well, you've got some connections. I mean, you can certainly make something work. No doubt about that. See, if I was in your position, I have very little ability to cook. Like, I'd probably make myself a salad, be starving like 2 hours later, and I would try and go through the phone book or go through my phone to find any pizza place that might be open on Christmas. I mean, I'd be praying that there was a place open on Christmas if I had to fend for myself, just because, look, you can laugh, but you're in the same boat, Douglas.
I'm good. I know how to make at least a few things. I can make myself at least a Christmas dinner, I think.
Yeah. No way.
I am a hit or miss cook. Either the meal is going to be phenomenal or the meal will be garbage. There is no in between.
I like that. That's a good way to put it. Well, my kids are too young, too. I mean, I can make them macaroni and cheese and myself a steak or something like that, and I can get off the hook with that. You don't have that option.
I do not.
Kids are a little older, yeah.
They're used to my mother. You know, grandmothers, you know, spoil the kids.
That's
so they're used to my mother's meals, and they want my mother's macaroni and cheese, and they want her, you know, her ham, her honey ham, and they want all of that. And I don't know if I can prepare all of that for them.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
we'll take some too.
Yeah.
My mother never taught me how to cook. She just would make the meal, and I would eat it. So.
Well, got to wait for Grandma to come back from Vegas, right?
That's right.
And then all is okay. Well, Lisa, always a pleasure to have you here in studio with us, and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Again, our segment with Lisa Roberson is brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. You can find Vandemark Jewelers in Elyria on East Broad Street near the hospital.